Let's see what I do here. Hi, I'm Jen Lazier, and I'm with The Quilt. And you heard today mention of the regional networks and the role, wow, that microphone seems loud, the role of the regional networks in establishing Gini connections. So I'm here to talk about the regionals in the establishment of the Gini connections, Spiral 1 connections, and also provide an overview of The Quilt, which is an organization consortium of the regional networks who are our members. So The Quilt was established in 2001, and since then has grown to be a size of 30 of the leading advanced regional and state networking organizations in the country. Many of these are, some of these actually are represented here today. We have some of our members here in the audience either as PIs for the Spiral 1 Awards or in support of the Spiral 1 connections happening in their regions. The third bullet point lists the mission of The Quilt, which hasn't changed since its inception. And this mission drives the working groups and the projects that we have going on today, one of which is a Gini working group that we've recently established among our members to help support our members in this project as well as be a conduit and a contact point for all the Gini participants. So this slide is a list of our current Quilt members. And I also, at the end, we'll have some contact information. Would like to point you to the Quilt website if you'd like additional information about any of these networking organizations. Hopefully some of these symbols are familiar to you and that you've established relationships and have established relationships with the organizations, the regionals, and the state networks supporting your campuses. I'd like to provide some detail on the Quilt, the working group that The Quilt recently established, as well as define the role that The Quilt hopes to play in support of the Gini projects. First, as many of our working group projects do, we provide a forum for our members to get together and share their best practices, concerns, issues, discuss items amongst each other as peers in the operations of their networks, and now including their experiences with helping support their researchers establishing the Spiral 1 connections. It's also our hope, take a step back, so once the Spiral 1 awards were announced, the Quilt worked to align the awardees and their locations with the regionals that would support those connections. And so in that identified about 18 state or regional networks that will be a part of establishing these connections. In order to make communications more efficient among organizations and participants, we hope to be the conduit point of contact for anyone wishing to communicate with their regional. If they don't already know who their contact is with their regional, that information's been passed along to Heidi at the GPO, and the system engineers have that information. But The Quilt is also interested in playing that role, and we'd be glad to also be a point of contact with that information. The details of these connections will happen at a campus level and with your regional network providing consultation in the types of network resources that are available to establish the connections. So those will often happen at the immediate layer between the regionals and the researchers. But when they need to happen at a more general level or to reach out to many of the regionals, that's where the Quilt comes into play, that we'd like to be that point of contact to help facilitate those communications. In addition, we're working with the GPO as their sights are set on the next round of Gini connections. We heard mentioned that they're targeting at the end of this year to put out that solicitation. The Quilt would like to work with them and have a voice with the regionals to support those efforts and to add any input that may be helpful in the next round of awards. So one point that didn't make it onto the slide, but I think is important to mention, both Matt and Rick talked to it in their presentations about the donations that Internet2 and NLR have made to the Genie project. So with the regionals, there may be additional costs to make those connections. One example of those additional costs could be any third-party provider, for instance, cross-connect costs that may happen. And so those, again, are items that will be addressed individually, but just one example of some of the costs that may be outside of those national donations. Okay. Well, and I'm wrapping up. Being the presenter that stands between now me and the buses, right? Just one step behind the presenter that's always between everyone and lunch. I'd like to open it up to questions and also provide my contact information. And look forward to seeing you again at future engineering meetings. Any questions? All right, good. Thank you.
Okay, so we